So, can you just introduce yourself, say who you are and where we are?
Hi, I'm Sherry Mariash, and we're at my property in Old Arrow Park, hanging out in the garden.
So will you describe your property for us?
We are kind of surrounded by some mature and old growth forest around the creeks. And then the open space is where I grow my garden and my farm. Got some mushroom garden, lots of garlic and berries and herbs and veggies. And planting some trees, still kind of establishing this land because I've only been farming here for 3 years.
It looks like behind us, is it okay?
Not so good. That's okay. The mushroom garden.
Okay. Yeah, it's, my dog was just in the mushroom garden. It's just like a square surrounded by birch logs with mulch in it, but I'm guessing, have you grown mushrooms before?
No, this is the first year. They're called wine caps. We'll see if they come up.
Cool. And you have what looks like an orchard, or you're trying to start an orchard behind us?
Yeah, there is an orchard. There's hazelnuts and pears, plums, cherries, and apples in there.
Are you harvesting those already? Do you get good harvests?
Yeah, it's a little bit slow. They're still kind of young, but we get a lot of boxes of apples for sure.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm curious about, you say ethically harvest. What kind of stuff do you pick from the forest?
Ethically harvesting is really important and a foundation of my practice because we need to respect this land and harvest sustainably so that there's still plants for future generations. So I harvest only in large patches and only take about 10% of an area. And usually I'm harvesting things like cedar and horsetail, a little bit of wild ginger, some devil's club, but I really try to focus on the plants that are abundant around, never taking any rare or at-risk species.
Do you have baths out here in this bathtub, or what's this for?
We do. We have a cast iron tub with a fireplace underneath, but in the summer we just have it filled up and it just warms with the sun and you can jump in after a long day in the garden.
Do you guys have power here? Are you connected to the grid?
We are off grid. We make all our own power from a little micro hydro on the creek and a few solar panels.
Wow. And it's a very beautiful property here. And then there's another garden, kind of, we were just walking more through the grass, but now there's another garden. It looks like lots of garlic over there.
Yeah, there's 3,000 garlic over there. And some cover crops trying to work the soil, because nothing's been grown here before. So we're trying to amend and make it better quality soil because it's really compact clay at the moment.
And then are those berries beyond us, over there?
Yes, we have raspberries, currants, strawberries, and blueberries over there.
Okay, cool. I'm really curious because I want to hear more about the foraging. What do you do with the cedar and the horsetail and stuff like that?
The cedar is a plant containing the most silica of any other plant. It's really good for all of our connective tissue, our joints, our hair, our skin. So all the minerals in there help nourish those tissues and areas of the body. And it's a super old plant and really abundant here. I'm sure you've seen it before, growing along creeks and wet zones. Yeah, we were just making horsetail medicine in the workshop I hosted yesterday.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that workshop. How did it go?
Well, everybody brought the sunshine, so it was really beautiful weather. It was a nice, intimate group of six of us, and we talked about local plants here and identification, and majorly the biggest component of the course was heart perception. So we sat with wild rose and learned how to communicate and directly interact with plants themselves.
How did you learn the knowledge that you have now? How did you learn it?
It's been about a decade of constant observation and study. My main teachers have been Serafina Capranos on Salt Spring Island and Seja Popham with the School of Evolutionary Herbalism. So I've done Vitalist Practitioner Program with them, a 2-year clinical program, and a lot of direct perception of plants myself, personal use, clinical use, mixed in with the scientific of how constituents actually act in the body.
And how did you get into this, into like wanting to perception with the plant, just have a deeper level understanding with plants? Where did that come from?
I had my own healing crisis and I wasn't getting results or improving with Western medicine. So I kind of looked to natural factors like diet and adding in some herbal remedies, and it really changed my immune system and improved my health greatly. So that just sparked my curiosity to start learning and diving into the world of plants. And it's just continually grown over the last decade of my interest and study and being curious about plants and always keeping an open mind to keep learning more.
And that was kind of unintentionally a personal question. And I'm going to ask you a question that might be hard to answer, but in that last decade since you've turned to this way of thinking, how do you think that's changed your perception of the world?
I think that we are connected to nature and it's important to value and hang out and spend time in the natural world because it's very nourishing. It provides us everything we need. The trees, without the trees, we don't breathe, right? So it just comes down to basic simplicity that we need nature to survive and live here. So having and generating a deep reverence and respect for the natural world.
And it's such an interesting time for our civilization. it seems like things are happening one after another, and when we think, oh my gosh, I never imagined this would happen, something else utterly crazy happens. What does it mean to you to be able to have this kind of off the road, have to go to a ferry, drive a long way to get here, and you're not hooked up to the grid? What does it mean to you to be living in this space at this time in our world?
I'm just really grateful that my dreams have come true to even before the world seemed as chaotic as it is now. I've always wanted to live closely with the land and have a big garden. So I put a lot of work and dedication into creating this space, but I'm grateful every day to live here and work with plants and have an intimate connection with nature every day and try and share that with the world and, yeah, maybe host more workshops and get people to come and hang out and enjoy natural spaces too.
And with these, you said there were 6 people this past weekend learning about the plants with you and plant perception. That was the biggest focus that you said. What does it mean to be able to share that with people now?
It's really powerful to watch them go through their own healing experience, and it empowers them to trust their intuition more and trust their heart-centered perception and walk through the world in a different way with that greater awareness. The mind is really important to analyze and decipher information, but our hearts are a softness. The dogs are
kind of fighting at our feet here.
Yeah, it's a different way to walk through the world when you walk with an open heart, open-heartedness, and more love and a connection with everything in your surroundings and the relationships in your life.
It's so interesting to, you know, I came here to talk to you about plants, but then we end up like perceiving the world through your heart. Where do you think that, where does that link come from?
Well, plants live in a slower paced world than we do. And the easiest way to decipher their language is through the heart, because they don't have words, but everything in the natural world uses language and it's just not always words. So using your heart to understand a feeling sense and the meaning and the messages directly from the plants.
You were talking about how you had been processing some horsetail. Talk to me about, you've talked kind of about what you grow and what you forage for, but what sorts of things are you making?
My main modality is tinctures. So it's alcohol extractions of plants that you take internally. But I also do vinegar infusions, just herbal teas. I do oil infusions. So lots of ways to use plants.
So what kind of, just like working away in the garden, that's kind of what your days are like now?
Right now, yeah, weeding, planting, seeding. Harvest season is pretty much underway. We got some lemon balm to do really soon. And yeah, a lot of herbs are coming out right now, looking really green.
It's the time of year. I guess harvest is a long season, hey? When do you stop harvesting?
Usually late November. I'm out there in the snow, just like the first snowfall, getting my last roots, maybe burdock root or maybe some devil's club, really late in the fall.
Wow. What do you think, Sparky? Do you have anything to add?